Is it producing results, though?
Company and their cleaning company, and he said that they, like him himself, is spending a little over $2,000 in marketing.
Kind of stuff are they doing?
So it sounds like it's managed from the corporate, but it sounds like he might be paying for it. They're doing things through Google and Facebook and Yelp, and then they also have news articles. He said he's doing that right now. They're spending a little over $2,000.
And now, is he writing these articles, or are they written by corporate and passed down to them to
submit? I know that he said they were approved by corporate, so that makes me think the corporate's not writing them. He must be hiring or doing it himself.
What has been his general impression of success on this stuff? Is he happy with the results they're getting?
I think he's really happy with the news.
Like a local magazine, like a Penny Pincher
type thing? And it goes out to some
Is it producing results, though?
I don't know. I didn't ask him if it was produced.
See, what we've got to watch sometimes is very specifically when it comes to marketing, right? So many times these business owners get relationships with individuals and they like the relationship with the individual and are worried about ending that relationship because of the personal or professional relationship they built with them. At the end of the day, the question that the business owner has to ask himself is it producing results for me, right? And if it is, what are those results? And furthermore, are those results the highest ROI that I could possibly get on the money that I'm spending? Am I getting a good enough return that the revenue justifies keeping the account, not the relationship justifies keeping the account? You see what I'm saying? Just because you've always done it that way, and quite frankly, just because you've always done it that way and it gets you some leads, doesn't necessarily mean that's the most effective use of your budget. Blind squirrels find a nut, right? So no matter, any marketing is better than no marketing. Mm-hmm. So you do something in marketing, you're going to get something, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're getting as much as you could, or that it's the most effective use. And you know, many times we talk to these guys and we lower budgets, right? I mean, there's many times we have those conversations. We're saying, you know, you're actually spending too much money because you're not actually getting, there's that point where you spend more than what you're going to get in return. So it sounds like they're doing Google pay-per-click, Facebook sponsored, Yelp ads, and doing these articles in a print magazine. So what are you thinking? What are your thoughts for these guys out of the gate?
I think we're just inquiring on more of what they're doing, and then we would need to figure out what his return is, like if he's seen results from it.
I know it was one of your initial conversations, so you probably don't have all these answers yet, but certainly make notes on things that we want to find out. Being a cleaning company, you know, we've worked with plenty of cleaning companies. You have a cleaning company as one of your clients. Are they sticking to a specific geographic region? If this is a franchise, are there other franchises in the Phoenix market?
Gilbert.
So they're just down in Gilbert. That's the only place. They don't want to go outside of Gilbert. So they do just residential.
Residential cleaning.
Okay. That opens it up quite a bit. Good. That's a lot easier. So we're going to be looking at a lot of local stuff. So we're going to, I think one of the first things that we need to look at and discuss and make sure that they're squared away on is all of their directory listings. So I see, you know, Yelp, you're saying they're doing some Yelp stuff, so that's great. That's one good directory, that's fine. And especially when we get into cleaning services, it's a pretty crowded space. So we'll need to look at directory submissions, like our local SEO service is something we need to think about and need to look at. We need to look at, you know, one of the things that works really, really well, setting up, you know, text alerts for certain geographic areas. the local magazines I actually like for businesses that are focusing on a very specific area. Those actually work really, really well for, and very specifically for cleaning services. So I would even entertain the idea of maybe even expanding and saying, okay, we're in these two publications. Are there some more in the Gilbert area that we can look at? PPC, I'd really like to see that campaign.
There's four cleaning services ads above them.
Organic.
They're doing pretty good.
Good.
If I looked up Made in Gilbert, and the first directory has them as 5 stars second.
Sweet. So we're not really going to be looking at a lot of production for these guys, it doesn't sound like, unless maybe they're having to write these articles. But I think definitely what we need to be looking at is their digital presence online in that localized area, in that geographic area. So directory submissions are going to be big. We need to look at, from an SEO standpoint, it sounds like they're doing pretty good there from an SEO standpoint. I'd like to see their pay-per-click campaign. Do they get any kind of support from corporate? Does corporate write them a check every single month to help pay for some of their marketing? You know, car dealers do a lot of that. You know, the big manufacturers will pass down dollars down to the dealers. Same thing with a lot of retail establishments. They'll get dollars from dealers to be able to do certain types of marketing, as long as, you know, certain stipulations are lined up. So what are they doing on Facebook? Are they doing anything on Instagram? You know, social media can be really huge, especially since you're talking residential and cleaning. Social media would be a very, very advantageous place for them to go. So I'd want to see what they're doing from a management standpoint month to month on their social media. There's all kinds of stuff that they can do with social media. Social media can be a really, really great place for them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that's a pretty good start. We'll learn more in the meeting.